Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international, and oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, and by the way, I got to tell you, listen, if you're listening to the show and during the breaks you hear commercials, just understand that's an important piece of what keeps us on the air. So Right Side Radio, we are indeed a standalone business. We are an entity unto ourselves. The radio stations you might be listening to us on, whether AM or FM or whatever market you're in, they don't own the show. We own the rights to our show. We send it to them. And part of the way we sustain our operations, like any business, our revenue streams have to exist, and that is by way of selling ads. So if you're listening to this show right now, think about this. You're a Right Side ruffian. You may have a business that sells goods and services. We have tens of thousands of Right Side ruffians listening to this show every week. That's a captive audience, man, who might rather buy from another ruffian. So if you'd like to advertise on Right Side Radio, we'd love to talk to you about it. And you don't call the station. What you do is you contact us directly. Go to our website, rightsideradio.org. That's rightsideradio.org. Click on the advertising and contact tab. Send us a message. Lauren from Right Side will be in touch with you ASAP, and she will get you all the information you need. We'd love to have you on the team. Advertise on Right Side. Go to rightsideradio.org. Phone call real quick. Jeff? Jeff from Indiana. Hey, Jeff Rowe. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good, man. I'm almost north of the Mason-Dixon.
Oh, my gosh. You're cruising today.
Yeah, well, I haven't got to Nashville yet, though, but a little further south.
Well, that's good enough. But by the way, how's the weather up where you are? It's cloudy here, but it's been holding.
Yeah, cloudy, no rain yet. It just it looks the same as it did when I left Alabama.
Okay. All right. Good enough. What do you think about all this illegal immigrant vote counting stuff?
Let me ask you a question.
All right.
What part of government do you trust right now?
What part of government do I trust? Let's see.
Is there any aspect of the judicial system with what's going on with Trump, the presidency, with what's going on with all the things, all the constitutional laws that he's denied and broken and everything, and nobody's held accountable. All these. Like I say, the last election was illegal because it wasn't constitutional because of all the rule changes and everything, even though we accepted it. What part of government do you see that's actually, like I say, the FBI even, do you trust anybody in the FBI right now as far as the top echelon of it, or the CIA?
You have definitely left the topic and moved on to something of your own.
boils back to what the legal's voting and everything is that we don't hold anyone accountable for anything.
So here's the thing. I mean, I agree. So you asked me that, and I got a mixed bag of emotions on it. So. There are aspects of government that I trust most of the time because I have a personal touch that I can say I have contact with that person or that entity, and I believe in who they are and I know them personally. Therefore, I feel better about it, so I can put some trust in it. And then there's those that I have a sort of a view of that I've been a part of, or perhaps that I've got contact with, but indirectly, and I'm a sort of a trust but verify. And then there's like the FBI you mentioned. I trust the rank and file, largely speaking. I do. I think there's probably some numbnuts in every single organization, but by and large, I trust the rank and file. I don't trust the deep state leadership of it right now. And I would say the same is true for like the Department of Energy or the Department of Education or whatever. It's going to be a trust but verify with me at all times.
I mean, everybody's been infiltrated by, people playing their own game, basically, like with the FBI. Yeah, most of the agents are good and pure, but then there's the ones out there that's, woke and stuff. It's like, well, do you trust those?
Well, you look at how many of them are appointees, so you wind up with folks who got appointed, and then they become rooted in their jobs, and they're loyal to the ideologies that appointed them. That's also a problem. The Senate can only confirm so many.
Yeah. What do you think we'd be doing right now if this was 1824 instead of 2024?
Well, we wouldn't be talking on the radio. I know that.
Well, what do you think the people would be doing that would see all the things that's going on now, even 1924, even, you know, if you see all this corruption going on and everything, do you think people would stand for it or just let it go? Basically, the Americans have become so soft that we don't care and we don't put up a fight anymore when things go wrong. We're just like, well, you know, there's nothing I can do about that. We'll just, you know, cow down and let things happen until they disintegrate, basically, I guess.
There's a mixed bag on that. I mean, you can look back at things like corrupt Chicago politics, and you can see times when the public had had enough. You know, Tammany Hall and all that. You can look at things like when, Lincoln had to put down, was it the Whiskey Rebellion, I think it was called? I'm going from memory here. I'm just off the cuff now. But you can find times when the people got fed up all throughout our history. But it's not just that, it's world history. People get tired of leadership that finally at some point, even in a non-democratic government, people get tired of leadership that no longer takes them into account when it makes decisions. Yeah, man, it's a lot.
Yeah. It's kind of like, you know, talk about elections, like the one place that, you know, they had 125%, you know, what an extra vote or whatever, yeah. 125% of the people voted.
Yeah.
You know, why did we count? How come we counted those votes at all? Why? How come they wouldn't just re-canvass?
Oh, because believe me, the one I'm talking about, they went back and had quite the investigation. Secretary of State's office showed up and said, yep, we're going to need to talk to your registrars and figure this out. So they didn't just forget it happened.
Yeah, but what do you do after it's already counted, though? That's what I'm saying.
You decertify the vote. You decertify the vote. I mean, there's a process, yeah. I actually had, as an attorney, I had to go to court on behalf of someone who lost an election by one vote. And we found about 12 more we thought should have counted. And the judge agreed with us on 9 of them, except when we opened them, we didn't know what they were. We just knew they should have counted. When we finally opened the provisional ballots of those 9 that he agreed with us on, I still lost 5-4. So my client still lost by one vote. So I told the judge, said, it's a heck of a thing. We won the case and lost the race. But there is a process. You can sue, the state can bring suit. And then also an aggrieved voter can bring the suit under Alabama law. And I believe federal law too. But that's still going to be an uphill climb. You've got to have probable cause and you've got to be able to prove your case. But there's a way, and then what happens is the vote is decertified at that point.
Well, I mean, it's just like I say, there's so much corruption that's out there in plain sight. Like I say, what's going on with Trump right now and everything, and there's never going to be anybody held accountable for that. Is what just gripes me to no end. You know, knowing that you can watch something that in plain sight and know that they're immune from anything, you know, that should happen to them.
Well, and I don't disagree. I mean, I like right now. I mean, but what's funny is it's like Fannie Willis over in Atlanta. She's being found out, and she's having to walk through her own gauntlet right now. But it's all self-inflicted wounds. I mean, she lived a lifestyle that she said she wouldn't, and now she's getting caught up in it. But like Alvin Bragg, I don't know what the consequences are going to be, but I hope what's going to wind up happening is, we're going to not only see, I don't want to see a hung jury, I want to see an acquittal. And if we get an acquittal and we can show that there was actual malice in the part of the DA in bringing this case, then Trump has recourse. But it's all going to be legal. We're not going to wind up seeing, I do not want to see us turn around and use the power to create our own lawfare, because that's just going to wind up further denigrating the system. But hey, listen, brother, you like gave me a mini dipper here, but
I do that a lot, don't I?
That's all right. I, you know what? It's usually good stuff. But I just, hey, take heart, my brother. The tomorrow's still going to be here, all right?
Oh, well, tomorrow will be here until it's not, right?
That's right. Until the trumpet sounds, right? All right.
That's right.
All right. Be safe on the road. We'll see you.
Have a good one, Phil.
See you, buddy. Yeah, that was, I don't know. When you're doing the podcast later on, Big Rig, how do we even call? That was like a mini dipper. What do we call that?
Talk with Jeff.
There you go. Phil's Talk with Jeff. you got to give it a better title than that. Like people's.
I'll try to think of something.
Yeah, think of something spicy like
Fish and Phil or something.
Jeff from the truck stop. munching on fried fish while they talk politics. I'll get some text messages and I'll take a break and I'll come back and start the next dipper. Thomas from Athens says, those who say illegal voting is not happening so we don't need laws, well, I guess they do not want laws to prevent it in the future. I think you're probably onto something there, Thomas. Mike from Huntsville. Okay, Mike, you sent me a big old long text. What are you trying to tell me here? He says, okay, I'll come back to that one because I'm going to have to weed into it and see what all he's trying to tell me. Gary from Decatur says, how can you trust a rank and file if there's only been two whistleblowers in the last 3 years with all that's going on in the FBI? I don't know that you can say that two whistleblowers is indicative of how many were in there that would have been the whistleblowers because they didn't need to because somebody else did it. But I don't think we also look at the rank and file and judge them on how many of them were tattletales. No, tattletales sounds like I'm somehow denigrating who they are. I don't think that's a good judge, Gary, is what I'm trying to say. And then Michael from Mattis says you ought to call that Jeff Jawin. That was Jeff Jawin. We had a little Jeff Jawin going on. That might work. All right, Big Rig, about 30 seconds ahead of usual schedule. Go ahead and take us to the break, brother. We'll do that right now. We'll come right back. I'm going to jump in. I got another topic here you're going to like. The DEI death throes. Are we seeing it? Is DEI finally losing its flavor of the month category? It just, wore out its welcome. We'll talk about it. DEI death throes, number 2 on the Triple Dipper. We'll be right back.